Let's begin by sitting with a sense of poise and dignity. Sitting with a sense of strength, upright. Courageous. But also soft. Relaxed. Allowing the body to be at ease. And letting go of unnecessary tensions in the body. Not holding the body rigidly, because to do that would be unkind. Now just opening up to your experience. Just noticing what's arising for you right now. Noticing your experience without judgment. So there are sensations arising from the world around you, and just allowing them to be. There are sensations arising from within the body, some may be pleasant, some may be neutral, some may be unpleasant. Simply allowing them all to be. Noticing the overall feeling tone of your experience. How are you feeling right now? And again, it doesn't matter what we brought to this period of practice, as long as we're aware of it, without judgment. So we might be feeling low, anxious, uncertain, or feeling uncomfortable in some other way. And that's fine. We just accept that that is what we're bringing to this period of meditation. We may be feeling upbeat, relaxed, at ease, even joyful. And that too, of course, is fine. Just acknowledging that that is what is arising in this moment. And maybe we don't know how we're feeling. And that's okay too. Sometimes that's just how things are. We may not be feeling much, or maybe right now in this moment we're not quite in touch with it. So kindness begins with acceptance. And let's spend just a couple of minutes empathizing with ourselves and with the existential situation in which we find ourselves. So just dropping into the mind, first of all, the thought, I want to be happy. Maybe happiness isn't the right word. Maybe you want peace or well-being or some other positive state. But there is something along those lines that you desire. Just allowing yourself to feel the truth of that. It's natural and healthy to want to experience some kind of well-being, happiness, security, contentment. In fact, this is our deepest desire. It's the desire that all feeling beings have. The wish to flourish. And just recognizing also that it's often not easy to find a state of happiness or well-being or peace. The world often makes life difficult for us, and sometimes we just don't understand our own minds, and unhappiness just appears. And so well-being, peace, happiness, all of these positive states that we might desire are elusive. We're doing a difficult thing in being human. And if this causes a pang, a sense of heartache, that's okay, just accepting that. And then beginning to offer ourselves support and encouragement as we go through this difficult thing we call a human life. So we can drop into the mind phrases of well-wishing and encouragement. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be at peace. May you be well. May you you be happy. May you feel at ease. Not trying to make anything happen, but just dropping these thoughts over and over again into the heart. And just seeing what effect they have. Now calling to mind a friend. So this is someone whose well-being you care about. When they're happy, then generally you feel good about that. When they're unhappy, it disturbs you. You wish it wasn't the case. So just reflecting that your friend, just like you, wants to be happy. This is their deepest desire. They want some kind of happiness, or peace, or well-being. And just like you, they find those positive qualities elusive. So your friend too is doing this difficult thing of being human, just as you are. And so we can wish them well, offering them kindness and support. Just dropping into the mind those same wishes. May you be well. May you be happy. May you feel at ease. And just letting this be very natural. Just talking to your friend as if you were invisibly present with them, observing what they're doing right now in their life. Being a kind of guardian angel, wishing them well. May you be well. May you be happy. May you feel at ease. And now calling to mind, in place of the friend, what we call a neutral person. And this is somebody who we don't know particularly well. We don't have any strong feelings about them. Maybe we know them just through their work. Maybe we see them in the post office or the supermarket. Or we walk by them in our place of employment, but don't really connect with them. And just reflecting that this person, just like you, just like your friend, desires happiness or well-being or some kind of positive state of peace or joy. And that this is their deepest desire. Although you may not know this person, you know this most fundamental thing about them. What they most want in life. And we can know this too, that they, like all of us, often find life difficult, and that for them, happiness or well-being are things that are elusive. So just letting yourself empathize with their existential situation, which is the same as yours and the same as your friend's. Seeing this person in terms of our deep shared longing for well-being. Relating to this person on the basis that we're all doing this difficult thing of being human. And so wishing them well. May you be well. May you be happy. May you feel at ease. Again, not trying to make anything happen, and just dropping these phrases in patiently, and just being curious to see what effect they may have, if any. May you be well. May you be happy. May you feel at ease. And now, making it just a little more challenging by calling to mind someone we have difficulty with. Maybe this is someone that we tend to be critical of. Maybe we avoid them. Maybe we tend to get into arguments with them. Maybe we get hurt by things they do or say. Maybe we're fearful of them. If it feels uncomfortable to call this person to mind, if you experience some kind of discomfort, anxiety, hurt, or anything like that, just accepting those difficult feelings. Just allowing them to be present. Although there are difficulties in our relationship, this person is very like us in the most fundamental way. They, just like us, want to be happy or to experience some kind of well-being in their life. This is their deepest desire. And just like yourself, your friend, anyone else, for this person you have difficulty with, happiness is elusive. Doesn't happen as often as they would like. It doesn't last for as long as they would like. So we're all doing this difficult thing of being human. We're all struggling. We all have this desire for well-being. And so, recognizing and empathizing with this commonality, we wish this person well. May you be well. May you be happy. May you feel at ease. Just dropping those phrases into the heart and letting them have an effect. And then beginning to broaden our awareness once again. So you can be aware of sensations of the breath flowing through the passageways in the head and the throat. The upper chest and upper back. All the sensations connected with the abdomen, the back, the sides, the front. Sensations from anywhere in the body, the legs and the feet, the hips, the main trunk of the body, shoulders, arms and hands, becoming more aware of the space around you. The sounds. The physical contact your body is making with the floor, with your seat. Even the air touching the skin. Aware of the space and the light. And finally, when you feel ready, beginning to move the body again very mindfully, with full attention. And then, in your own time, allowing the eyes to open.